We going to headquarters. I said, headquarters? I said, headquarters? He got his badge around his neck. So he takes it out from his bulletproof vest and he shows me. And I read the badge. It says Drug Enforcement Agency. I said, oh, this is the feds. This is really the feds. Even though I knew that from when they hopped out the van. So now I'm scared to death. This is real. When the feds get you, the feds get you. They don't play no games. I'm not the first person to say this. We go to the headquarters, which is downtown. We go through this fucking maze of a parking lot. I come out the vehicle. We go through the elevator. As soon as the elevator doors open, big emblem, Drug Enforcement Agency. It's like they want to keep showing you that you're in the deepest shit ever and you're not coming out. They put me in a pen. 25, 35 minutes later, my co-defendant comes in. They put him in the pen next to me. He gives me the eye like, yo, what the fuck did you just get me into?
How long has he been riding with you before
I
he
I
want
to say no more than 3 months.
How much money does he make?
He probably made maybe $10,000 because he wasn't running around as much as I could.
That's a lot of money, nigga.
That's a lot of money.
How much you make?
It wasn't a lot of money for me.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
It wasn't a lot of money for me.
He said maybe $10,000.
I helped him out. In my eyes, I did him a favor.
This is
but sadly, I fucked his life
Why
up.
Why would the feds let you make all this money?
Because they know that this is big news. This is going to let them know that they're fighting the corruption in Rikers Island.
You was just a pawn.
I became a pawn. I became a poster child for the corruption that's going on in Rikers Island. At this time, 2012, 13, 14... Rikers was all over the news. CEOs getting cut. Officers they
had
getting...
Then you had the Khalif Browder situation.
The Khalif Browder situation. I was shown... They showed a lot of officers there that were incarcerated within that like four-year span for random stuff. Bad use of forces, which means like, you know...
Yeah, we're cutting down.
You know? So they wanted to prove to New York City, to the mayor's office, that look, now we working. Look what we doing. I became an investment for them to look good. So he comes in, my co-defendant comes in, no word spoken. We just looked at each other. At right that then in time, I felt like telling him, I'm sorry, man. Remember, I was trying to help you do the right thing. In my eyes, that was the right
thing.
By doing the right thing for the wrong reason. Or doing the wrong reason for the right thing. Whatever, however you want to put it. You wanted money and I told you how to get it. That's how I looked at it. I did him a favor.
Right.
I put him in a better position because that $10,000... changed his life. It didn't change mine because I was doing so good. 20 minutes later, the dude that I've been dealing with this entire time comes in. This is an older cat. He's in handcuffs. He's talking shit to the federal agents. Suck my dick, this and that, call my lawyer. This is all being staged. This dude was a federal agent the entire time.
Oh my God. Did he look like he was a...
He looked like he was fucking Poppy, man. That's the only reason I even entertained it because it looked perfectly
like
crafted, man.
It looked like a movie.
Perfectly crafted.
So picture perfect.
Yeah, man. He played the part greatly. Every time I met up with him, it was a different call. So he showed me how good he was doing. Later on, I find out all these cars they running around with is just cars that they fucking repo from other drug dealers.
Oh, shit.
That's what the feds do. That's why this money that they were using to give me, to
money.
Fund me, was drug money. That's not the...
They can't do nothing with it.
This ain't taxpayer money. This is just money that we've recuperated from something. This is getting recycled all over again.
Don't spend that in the strip club.
This is getting recycled. It's big business, man.
It's bigger than that.
It's big business, man. So again, this dude comes in. He's arguing with the federal agents. Whole bunch of random people start coming in. They looking in. They peeking into the fucking bullpen. They call it the bullpen that I'm in. They come and they fingerprint me. Ask me regular miscellaneous questions. First name, last name, father's maiden name, mother's maiden name, whatever, all this dumb shit. I want this to be over. So I'm giving in, I'm giving them that. Yeah, this is my first thing. They know everything they asking me, they know. But the way they were working was to try to give me some sort of comfortability. Now we get another agent pops my door. Yo, come outside, man. Sit right here real quick. Just got fingerprinted and processed. What's up, man? Nothing. Can I get a lawyer, please? I see it in movies. I was told to always say this. Can I get a lawyer? Yeah, yeah, we'll get you a lawyer. You want a bottle of water, Sonny? Just like First 48, kid.
Oh,
just
shit.
Just like First 48. Nah, I'm all right, man. All right. We just spoke to your mans, both of them, and the older cat. We've been looking at him for a while. You know, that's really who we want. This is him playing the part. We've been watching him for a while, and we noticed you running around with him for the last year.
They're going to get everything they could get out of this situation.
They putting up a front, and they say they talk with so much confidence, man, that you believe it. At that time, you believe it.
These are professionals.
So I'm looking at it like, all right, fuck. This dude really did get knocked, and they probably look at me as just a regular courier, and that's it.
Till this point, they can never let you know that he's in on it.
Absolutely not.
Because they need to get whatever they could get out of you.
Absolutely.
Keep going.
Yeah, we just spoke to both of them, man. You know, the older dude, he's not budging. You know, he's been doing this for years.
Meanwhile, he's working with them.
He's working with them. He's a federal agent. He's been a federal agent for 17 years. I learned this through paperwork. But your other man, though, I'm mimicking what the agent's telling me now. Your other man, though, he's talking. He just told me everything. Kid, I don't even really got to talk to you. I'm like, what? And then now in my head, I'm thinking, damn, I just put this dude on. This is not really my man. I met him at work. He probably is talking and telling everything.
Right.
But this is a facade. This is just the smoke and mirrors.
And they already got everything. So they could sit there and make it look like they're telling you shit that he said. Everything. Meanwhile, they know this from the wiretaps.
Exactly.
They know this shit because they set it up.
They set it up.
So now they telling you shit that you know that they should not know.
Exactly. And I'm looking at it like, wait, he did tell y'all then. But this is all, at that moment in time, that's what my mind is telling me.
So you obviously gave him up.
That's what I felt he did with me. He gave me up.
Okay.
But he didn't. They haven't even spoken to him. They telling him what they telling me now.
Same
Yo,
thing.
Your other man that put you on?
Yeah.
He told us everything. They told him the same exact story.
Oh, my God.
They start processing the dude, fingerprinting the other guy that I've been dealing with. They start fingerprinting him in front of us. This is all a facade.
Okay. So did you end up giving your friend?
Nobody talked. My co-defendant did a talk. Till this day, he got 5 years. I got sentenced to 8. The only reason he got 5 is because he didn't do it for as long as I did. They didn't invest money in him for as long as they did with me. They obviously know I put him on.
They liked you.
They loved me.
They liked you.
They loved me. I gave them something to do. So now
it's like you're a cool guy.
Yeah, man.
You're a cool guy. Yeah. They hated had to be you.
That's what he told me. He said, "Yo, you're a young kid, man." He said, "You're a real young kid, man. Real young." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Why are you doing this shit, man? For money? To go to strip clubs? To wear this? To go to trips and all that stuff? They've been watching me this whole time. They know exactly what the fuck I'm doing.
Instagram.
Everything, man. Everything, man.
You had a good time, though.
I had a great time. And I'm happy to talk about it now because I'm halfway out.
You're not even out.
I'm not even out, man. I'm not. I'm talking to you with maybe a couple more minutes till we got to end this shit because I got to get back to my spot. Or if not, I'm going straight to that max A where I was.
So where do they have you now?
Right now, I'm in Manhattan. I'm in a halfway house.
Oh, what's a halfway house?
Basically, like I explained to you, that you know, you're given the opportunity to find work.
Yeah, but does it look like a jail? Like
it's a jail. As soon as I walk in, you see how you see me fly now? As soon as I walk in, I got to change back into my state greens and put my ID on my chest because I'm still property of the state.
And you still sleep in the cell?
I still sleep, boy. So it's a bunk now. Wow. Because it's a minimum security. So, you know, you only get a cell when you're in a max, which is what I was in for almost 2.5 years.
Do you experience less drama in the minimum security than the
max? You know what? I would say, yeah, coming from where I came from. Because where I came from, that shit was hell on earth, man. That shit was hell on earth. I thought Rikers Island gave me balls from the shit I saw. This is a whole different ball game. This is a whole different breed. I'm dude to the left of me and the right of me might never go home. And I'm dealing with high profile inmates that might never see the light of day, been locked up since before I was even thought of. High ranking gang members. I'm locked up with the best of the best, man. My man Bobby Shmurda was with me.
Shut up.
Dead ass, man. Fat Cat, Joey Farmer, Joel Rifkin, serial killer from Long Island that was killing all the prostitutes.
What was he like?
Cool, calm, and collected.
He's shut been down, the fuck up,
he's been
man.
Down 35 years. He's tired.
He ain't even...
Nah, man. He's not even giving them. They're regular dudes, man. They just did. I'm in a high-profile house. I was not in PC because there's technically not PC when you go up north. They IPC you, which is involuntary protective custody. It means you have a high-profile case. You're a high-profile inmate, whether you're gang-related or whatever it is. You got a case where... you know, you're known for having money and you're a risk to your security risk, your liability to the department. So they put you in these housing areas.
This dude that got you knocked is a genius.
I mean, listen, man.
He is a
genius. Had my people look him up. He's nowhere to be found. He's nowhere in the system. So he got to go home facing an attempted murder in the first and a murder in the second.
And he did that shit.
I don't know. I'm not here for that. But
that's a fact. Okay, sorry.
You know,
I got too crazy.
He probably did, probably didn't.
Whatever.
But he's
good.
Now. He's good right now for giving me up. Because, again, I became the poster child for Rikers Island at that time.
Oh, shit, man. Fuck.
I was a home run for them.
Especially
and
during the time.
For them,
I'm
telling you, the mayor's office, the NYPD, the federal agents that were involved, special narcotics, the district attorney's office, they threw a party after me because I was such a good catch for them.
Yeah.
And it promoted so many people.
Yeah.
Because they, from what came to this correction officer bringing in tobacco or marijuana to an inmate, became a correction officer that is trafficking narcotics throughout all five boroughs. It was such a large spectrum where, damn, this dude, he's all around. He's a football player, soccer player, baseball player. He's a great athlete. That's how they looked at it. And that's what they got out of me.
It looks great for them.
That's why I copped out to the 8 years, which is the bare minimum on an A1 possession, A1 criminal sale, conspiracy 2, conspiracy 4. I had 19-count indictment. They hit me with everything and everything because that's
There's
what
no
I was
way
doing.
Was fighting that.
There's no way I was
it's
winning
impossible.
That. I could afford it. I would have blew on that. On every minimum of every charge, I would have got 46 years.
And you're a good
I'm
kid.
I'm 25.
Good kid.
I'm 25 years old.
Damn.
Going backtracking a little bit at arraignment, which is where they set your bail and tell you the charges that's being brought against you. I had a $750,000 bail. No one gets a $750,000 bail for bringing in drugs to Rikers Island. You won't even get that if you brought a gun to Rikers Island. But it's because of the amount of drugs that I was dealing with. Special Narcotics Unit with the District Attorney of Manhattan spent a lot of money on me, a lot of vigilance on me, and a lot of overtime on me that I was a risk. And with all the money that I made, I became a flight risk.
Could do anything.
I'm going out the country every other month.
How much would you say you made?
In a span of a year, definitely over half. Oh, man. I want to say probably like 400,000, bro.
What the fuck?
This is including my biweekly check and the cash that I was making. Because my biweekly check became the money that I was saving. Because I didn't have to touch that no more.
And they gave you that money. They don't even care.
The only reason I knew I was getting paid is because my bank would text me and let me know, you just got a deposit from Department of Corrections, New York City, for $2,800, whatever.
You forgot about that shit.
I didn't care about it because I had liquid cash coming in, revenue coming in every 2 to 3 days, no matter what. Even if it was $1,000, it was a good day. People don't make that on a 40-hour week.
Going to that max for the first day.
Well, at reception, downstate reception, that's a max A. That's where everybody goes before they get sent out to these other spots. That's when I knew it was real. And my biggest fear, as soon as I got to reception, it's like the whole correction officer thing, that don't exist no more. Nobody asked me, no state correction officer, sergeant, nobody asked me, do you want protective custody? Do you fear for your life? Nothing. I'm in general population right now. So at any given moment, I could run into an inmate that was mine prior to, and I could have a situation. But you know why I was okay? Because I never had a situation. I never fucked nobody's day up. I never put my hands on nobody. I treated everybody with respect as a man. I got love.
And it paid you back.
And it paid me back. When I got to the state, no exaggeration, man. And I swear to everything that I love, I would get mail from cats. Yo, hold it down. I hope you're all right. You're a good dude. You know.
Everybody knew your story.
Everybody knew. Well, I had dudes' baby mothers writing me, sending me, yo, I got a homegirl for you if you want to write her. Dudes was looking out that I never had no dealings with aside from being
a good dude.
Were
you embarrassed?
It was embarrassing in the beginning when I had a couple correction officers in the county jail that I was at. It was more of a like, why'd you do that? You fucked up a good pension. You know, you could have retired at 41. You could have did this. You're so stupid. This and that. You let the money. But after that, it kind of brushed off. It was like, you know what, man? Whatever.
What's your mom say? Your dad? Are these people in your life?
Yeah, man. My mother, man. I broke her heart, man. I'm her only, so.
What'd she say?
It bothered her, man, because, you know, in the mother's eyes, she's looking at you like you could do no wrong. And then when you do, oh, shit, you just proved me. I look stupid now. Hmm. You know, so. In the beginning, my mom didn't really like me working there. Compared to the environment from working from an airport to that, it's like, whoa.
You taking care of mom, dudes, too.
She was doing all right, man.
She ain't want for nothing.
Nobody, man. Nobody around me. If my mans was broke, yo, I got you. Yo, let's go out tonight. Nah, kid, you know I don't get paid till next Thursday. Get paid. I didn't ask you about your finances. Let's go out tonight. Every girl I dealt with at the time had a great time because I wanted to have a great time. I'm not taking you to Philippe's because you're hungry.
I'm hungry.
I'm taking you because I could afford to take myself and you just being alone. You just randomly popped up in the passenger seat. You picked up the phone first. 23, 24, 25-year-old kid making thousands of dollars. Legally, illegally, and everything in between. I wrote about it, man. I wrote about all of this. And I didn't write about it within my, you know, just my perspective on things. I wrote about Rikers Island in general.
We need that.
I want to give it, man.
We need that. We gonna make.
I need this, man.
We gonna make something happen with
that. I wrote a screenplay and I wrote a book while I was incarcerated. Typed and everything, man. And I copyright everything and I just need that outlet, kid, because there's so much to talk to, so much to talk about.
When do you get out of jail?
Technically, I'm on work release for the next 8 to 9 months. But the way this works, by the summertime, I'll have a lot more freedom than I do now. Right now, I lock in, and then I go to work tomorrow, you know. So
and
it'll get better.
And you'll just have more time to be out.
More time to...
A longer curfew.
Exactly. The curfew will extend. My home, being home will extend and everything will get better with time.
How did you get such... They must really like you in there. Or you just, on paper, you just did...
I did what I had to do. They wanted me to do a drug program. I did it. They wanted me to do a vocational or industrial training. I did it.
Yeah, because you're a hard worker.
I've been a hard worker all my life,
from
man.
From back when you just first...
While I was in college, man. I went to John Jay while I was working at the airport.
You was a good kid.
I was a great kid. But what was the key word from the beginning of the story?
Greed.
The greed, man. Everybody has a price, and I learned that.
Everybody.
Everybody has a price.
And if you don't, you just ain't been offered enough.
That's it. I think I was too young-minded to know.
Yeah.
And that's what I would want to...
bro, I'm trying
that. That's what I would want to tell, I guess, the young cats that's going in, saying, you know what, I want to be a correction officer because the money's great. The money is great. By yourself, without having to do anything negative. Just make sure you steer clear from all that bullshit and do what you got to do. The city's giving pensions out here, man. Yeah. Take advantage of it, bro.
Yeah.
It don't got to be corrections.
Yeah.
It could be anything. Take sanitation. You know when they told me about the sanitation test when I was 17 and I in high school?
What did they say?
Picking up garbage. Me?
Fuck that.
Fuck out of here. You crazy? I wish I would have took that test.
I know, my man just bought a house with that shit.
I wish I would have took that test, man. There's a lot of opportunity here. You just got to know how to take advantage of it.
So it's safe to say you definitely regret.
Absolutely.
Wow.
To a certain extent.
Come on, break that down for me.
I had a lot of fun, man. And I learned that thinking that everybody lived the way I lived, and it's they don't. Some people live check to check. Some people, even living check to check, don't know if they're going to eat the next day.
The question is to have had and lost better than not having it all?
That's what I'm saying. And remember, my head was so big, man. The only responsibility I had was myself. I had two cars at the time. I'm traveling the world.
Damn.
I'm doing my thing. My apartment is paid for. I'm wearing the latest shit you could wear.
No investments?
A couple. Okay. Minor, very minor. I wish it could have been better.
Of course. That first night you slept, they moved you upstate. You shed a tear, man. Like, what was that? You looked up at the
ceiling. When that door closes, man, and you don't know when it's going to open, that's when reality really hits. Like, that's when it's like, oh, shit. Out of this 8 years, I got to do 6.5 if I do okay. And it's hard to do okay in a maximum security prison where dudes got life numbers, never coming home, and don't give a fuck. The dude next to me could have woke up one morning and stabbed me in my back or cut my face. Yeah. Why? Because he woke up feeling that way.
He already got 50 years.
What's another 10 or 15? This is wreck, which means, you know, let's see. I want to see how this dude bleed. I want to see if he could fight. I want to see what he's about.
He's bored.
But it's boredom. It all comes back to that respect. I treated everybody the way they wanted themselves to be mirrored and treated.
I spoke to a lot of drug dealers, credit card scammers, people that have served time. You know, they say jail is not what you see on TV.
It's not, man. It's not, but it
but
is.
But it is.
But it is, man. It is, man. I told you, I've been in that yard 20 degrees below zero on my stomach because the shots are going off. There's tear gas everywhere. Dudes are killing each other.
Killing
each other. Dudes right on my block, on my tear, have committed suicide. Like, shit gets real, man. Dudes, that time hurts.
Kill himself how?
They couldn't take the time. They've been down for so long. They got a bad phone call. Their girl left them. They only outside connection to the world. Don't want to fuck with them no more.
How did you maintain your mental health in there? Did you maintain your mental health?
I did, man. I did, and it was just by knowing that I have a chance to make what actions led to this, to flip them around and be proactive with it and just try to make something out of nothing. And that's what I did. That's what I'm currently doing. Again, I wrote the screenplay, and I hope one day it gets brought to light, man, because I got a good story, and it's not so much about the greed of making the money of trying to sell my story. I just want people to know what the fuck goes on. The negative, the positive, the good, the bad, the sex, the money, the gangs, the corruption, the mental health issue that we face. Because there's a lot of mental health issues that go on Rikers Island that it's crazy, man. It's just, it's a broad spectrum of shit. I'm just a grain of rice. And that's why I'm sitting here with you today.
Wow.
I could have avoided all of this. I could have spoke to that DEA agent. I could have spoke to the DOI officer, the Department of Investigations officer. I could have gave them everything I knew about everyone. Outside, inside, it didn't matter. They just wanted information. In return for the same exact, this is a revolving door. In return for the same exact thing that got me knocked with somebody snitching and telling on me, I could have did that. I could have got probation. It could have been so real with the information that I could have afforded to them that they could have brushed this shit under the rug and got somebody they thought that was bigger than me. Mind you, I didn't have to go to work that day. So maybe none of this happened. Yo, set us up with somebody that you know. Guns, credit cards, human trafficking, anything. You don't have to give up nobody that you like or that you cool with. You could give up somebody that's an enemy of yours.
Somebody that shitted on you.
Somebody that shitted on you. Let us know. And we could make this all go away. Because at that time, I'm thinking I'm facing 15 years because of all the shit that I was doing. 19 counts. 4A1 possessions, 4A1 criminal sales, conspiracy 2, 4, 5, bribery receiving, promoting prison contraband, all of this. And I didn't. You know why? Because I know that regardless of how much time I'm doing, it's not going to be life, and I got to worry about my security, my mother's security, my friend's security, and my own security.
You can't just 6-9 it.
For what? It's not worth it. You should have never done it then. I knew and I was cognizant of what I was doing. I'm not innocent, which is why when they offered me my minimum of an A1 possession, A1 criminal sale, conspiracy, 8 years, 5 years post, which means parole after, give me that.
And you think they was lenient? Would you say that they was were?
They had no choice because I had no criminal background.
Ah.
They had no choice but to offer me my minimum. If the DA would have offered me the 12, 15 like they wanted to, the judge would have dubbed it and said, yo, this kid just got wrapped up. He ain't been doing this his whole life. He's you know, I didn't graduate college, but he went to college. He's a decent kid. He just wanted to get paid like everybody fucking else.
They got to do what they could get.
Give him his 8. So that last time in court with my lawyer, Mr. Such and Such, are you going to take this 8 years or you want to start pre-trial hearings? You know what the judge did? Because you know everything gets typed up by the stenographer. He put his finger up in the air.
Off the record.
Showing, off the record. Yo, listen, you start these pre-trial hearings, they could go up now. Because I just offered you your minimum. That means you want to fight this. So next month when you come back to court, they could say 12, and that could be your starting offer. Now you can't go back unless you take that 12. So take this 8, which is what my lawyer said. Take this 8, do your 6.5 out of this, do your programs, try to apply for work release. Maybe you could do 5 and change instead of 6 and change. And that's currently where we at right now, and I gotta be there in 2 hours. But it's all right, though, because I have the opportunity to be here.
Greatest lesson you learned in jail.
Greatest lesson. My brother's still incarcerated from the time that I started corrections. He comes home in a couple years, and he doesn't have this opportunity. So what am I doing? I'm taking full advantage of it in the most positive way. And it's for me to get my story out there, let people know what's going on behind closed doors, and get this money the right way.
My name is Chris Dabbs. This is 100%. Thank you.